AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Donald Trump has won the Republican presidential caucuses in Kentucky, adding to his victory earlier Saturday in Louisiana. He spoke in West Palm Beach, Florida, after the results were announced.
I want to thank the people of Louisiana and the people of Kentucky. It's been just an amazing relationship. Amazing relationship.
Ted Cruz has won Republican caucuses in Kansas and Maine. In Boise, Idaho, he said he is reaching out to the voters who are considering other GOP candidates.
At this point, if we're going to beat Donald Trump, we've got to come together. We've got to come united. And our campaign is the one campaign that has beaten Donald not once, not twice, but in seven different states across this country.
Senator Bernie Sanders has won two out of the three states where Democrats voted Saturday, with victories in Kansas and Nebraska. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton says she's thrilled at her showing in Saturday's Louisiana primary.
I want to congratulate Senator Sanders for running a strong campaign. I am thrilled we're adding to our pledge delegate count. I'm grateful to everyone who turned out to support us.
Dozens of arriving flights into San Francisco International Airport have been delayed by more than 2 hours, and dozens more short flights were canceled due to bad weather in the West. Pacifica, California resident Max Jones told KGO TV, it looks like the bad weather, which has brought rain to Northern California and snow to the Sierra Nevada, could undermine a cliff in Pacifica.
10 years ago, we had more shoreline. And so the erosion, it's taken, reclaiming, and it's going back.
In Half Moon Bay, people with boats moored there have been shoring up their ties. This is AP Radio News. Researchers say they've come up with a way to predict the likelihood of tornadoes weeks away. AP science writer Seth Borenstein has more.
New research has allowed this one group of forecasters outside of Chicago to come up with a long-range forecast for tornadoes. It's 2 to 3 weeks in advance. And it's based on a very complicated thing that's sort of a cousin of El Nino.
A researcher at the College of DuPage has found a link between tornado activity and the complicated atmospheric wave patterns that shift every 40 to 60 days. It's Fashion Week in Paris. David Cormier designs for Mugler featured exposed midriffs and cleavage. Ellie Saab's outfits had lace, fur, and ribbons. Guillaume Henry's designs for Nini Ricci had oversized coats and jackets. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.